Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. Week 1 of June saw a significant turnabout in upper Gunflint weather. The sultry end to May gave way to some glorious cool days, and territory residents even got a smidgen of rain during the period. A little under half inch fell at Wildersmith. There are more blooms to brag about. Should frequencies of rain increase, there could be a bumper crop of wild strawberries, and the same could hold true for raspberries, as I see what must be a billion blossoms along our mile of pine. It's a bit early to pass judgment on the blueberry potential. With thousands of acres left barren by the Ham Lake fire, everyone knows that plants of the blue have taken over just about every spot on sunny hillsides. We just need abundant moisture to ensure plenty of blueberry hills. And believe it or not, I observe some domestic perennials in flower down the road. The northern ritual for peonies is about 3 weeks early, as are lilacs in the Wildersmith yard. Both probably have been shivering, however. Several next-generation wild critters have been making candid appearances. Yes, many of the newborn are out and about. I have a report of twin moose calves being seen along the trail, and although newborn in 2009, I came upon a pair of gawky yearlings in the middle of the blacktop in a curvy stretch along the Cross River last Saturday morning. Then, a mama grouse was seen strutting across the mile of pine, with a line of puffballs strolling not far behind. A few days later, during a trip to Grand Marais, the Smiths came upon a fox that had her kits out of the den and along the road in vicinity of the Rockwood Lodge turnoff. If traveling in this locale, be mindful it's a 40-mile-per-hour zone, and be ready to give these young'uns a break. There's a short stretch along the South Gunflint Lake Road where I always see a number of snowshoe hares hanging out. I haven't seen any of their little ones, but surely with their skills in multiplication, they can't be far away. Planning for the next big Gunflint community event is gaining intensity. Of course, I'm speaking of the grand opening of the Chickwack Museum and Nature Center on July 4th. A special preview is being offered to members of the Gunflint Trail Historical Society at the next regular meeting on June 28. A fish fry is being held on the shore of Sag Bay at the museum site beginning at 12 noon. All current members are invited. After lunch and the usual meeting, attendees will be treated to a preview tour of the museum and encouraged to walk the trails. Look for many more announcements in days to come on programming times for events on the 4th of July at Chickwack. While all this museum hoopla is going on, organizers of the annual canoe races have not been sitting idly by. Coordinators of this year's event have the wheels in motion for another big fundraising effort. The Trail Volunteer Fire Department and Rescue Team is a recipient of resources generated by this water spectacle that has been going on for 30-some years. Tickets are on sale now and continue until the July 21st event for the huge raffle and grand prize giveaway, a Winona canoe. This is Fred Smith at Wildersmith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor some wilderness activities.